If you've been listening to KETR this summer, you might have heard of Reimagine Commerce. That's the name given to the initiative to make the city more accessible and a better place to live, work, and visit. It's all very much in the early stages at this point, but the city government has contracted with a national urban design firm to come up with a plan. Tool Design Group is the company, and they're the same group that helped turn downtown Sulphur Springs into the regional attraction that it is today. Recently, KETR spoke with Ian Lockwood. He's one of the engineers on the project.
What we're doing is we're trying to find ways to attract people, investments, and employers to town and make the place more enjoyable and raise the quality of life for everybody. So the feedback has been really positive because everything we're talking about actually helps people of all types. Kids walking to school, people who want to invest in downtown, people who might want to go to school at the university. Yeah, we've had a lot of good support for everything so far.
Lockwood and others were in town a couple of weeks ago to present a few ideas and receive community input. They'll be back in about 2 weeks for another round of presentations and comment. One thing to know is that it's not just a downtown revitalization project, although that is part of it, but there are other parts of commerce also in the mix.
There's some ideas on Culver Street. It's the five-lane street at the south side of the city, which is currently five lanes wide, but only carries about 8,000 cars a day, which is pretty light considering a three-lane street. You know, one lane each way with left turn lanes can carry, you know, up to 20,000 cars. So it's very overbuilt. So one of the ideas is to reuse some of the surplus asphalt for landscaping, a separated bike facility, and, you know, a nicer sidewalk.
One common theme in the plan is to make commerce a better place for people on foot or on bicycle. Many people in commerce drive short distances because walking or biking is a hassle. Sidewalks in some places are broken, narrow, or non-existent. And except for the newly refurbished sections of Lee and Monroe Streets near the university, you won't find bike lanes. Lockwood says part of revitalizing downtown is making it easy to get to.
Like connecting the downtown to the university. Some people go to the university, don't know the downtown's there for quite some time. Connecting the university and the downtown to the park systems, to create a interconnected trail system so that people can, you know, ride their bikes comfortably and walk or jog around town comfortably.
As for downtown itself, lots of options are being weighed. Improved access for people with mobility impairments is a given. Beyond that, some have suggested a larger green space with trees, maybe a movie theater, perhaps a new location for the Children's Museum. That part of the plan is still up in the air. Right now, Lockwood says that commerce has assets to build on. Good schools, some nice parks, and local leaders ready to help the city take the next step.
It's a really good leadership in terms of the mayor, city manager, the university president, the chamber. There's a lot of people who really care. And the really neat thing is that everybody we talk to loves the city and loves the people. You know, it's a really charmed place and has a lot going for it. And what we need to do is help it you know, become appealing for other people and investment and activity.
That was Ian Lockwood with the Tool Design Group. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.